Ooh. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking Day, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Friend.
Wake up. Hello. Wake up. Good morning. We're awake.
How's it going?
Okay, let's go. Yeah, it's going good. It's not bad. It's going great.
Another week here at the Real Breaking Nate headquarters.
Shadowless Podcast headquarters.
Yeah, but now we're in the Shadowless Podcast headquarters. So yeah.
Real nice. Right. How's it going over there?
It's good. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. Thanks for asking.
You know, I wonder how many people like actually know the origin story of that. I really highly doubt a lot of people know it, but it's still a fun inside.
Still lives on today.
The fact that it keeps going. And even so, that reference even appears in my live streams from time to time. And sometimes I wonder if it's just people asking about my weekend. But I know, chunk of the time, they're asking because it's like a part of the lore.
I feel like we could just make merch off of it now.
How was your weekend?
How was your weekend?
Mm-hmm. It was great. Thanks for asking.
Are we still on this how was your weekend thing?
Forever.
Oh, man. First episode of February 2024, which means...
Danny has to spell February?
February. February. February.
Ooh, close.
What?
Close.
That was correct.
No, you were very, very close, but you were just a little off, so I got to give you one of these.
What? No, go back. Replay the tape.
No. See, the thing is that it's capital F.
Danny, so spell Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wednesday. Wednesday.
You made the same mistake twice.
What? Yeah. Oh, capital W. No!
Sorry. Unfortunately, we cannot give that one to you. But you know,
so good at the spelling bee.
On the better, you know, on the better side here, we do have some Pokemon stuff that we are going to talk about today.
Yes.
So that kind of makes up for it there. That'll make you a little bit happier, right? Of course, we're going to talk about what's going on at the Pokemon Center. There is a Pikachu promo card that is coming out soon. That's kind of flying underneath the radar a little bit. A lot of people don't know about. There's also a certain collab with a certain brand.
Trying to collab, bro?
Esports situation kind of going on. So we'll talk about that, as well as sleep, Pokemon Go, some TCG stuff. Just whatever. Whatever's going on, we're going to discuss it here. We're not breaking anything. We're just discussing it. But what we like to do every single week before we get things going, we like to figure out what you've been up to. What have you been doing since we last talked to each other, which would have been exactly one week ago.
About a week ago.
One week ago.
Yeah. So what? Right. Tell me. Right. Tell me.
Yo, is that Rafiki on the line?
Yeah. I would assume that you had a cat story, so I just went ahead and played it.
Well, no, me and my cat just hung out, of course. Rafiki's back there taking a nap. Yeah, I didn't realize. I knew cats napped. But man, cats just nap.
That's called a cat nap.
Yeah, they straight up, but they just sit, they just plop down and just nap all the time. This is like their thing, like all the time.
You got a problem with that?
No, I love it. It's just like
you, you think the cats maybe
any cars recently?
No, I didn't jumpstart any cars. So yeah, I hung out with my cat. I went to Dave and Buster's.
How's your roadside business going on?
Roadside assistance. Everything was fine. I went to Dave and Buster's. Didn't have to tow any cars from there.
How do you change your tire again? You pull over to the side of the road. How do you change the tire?
Well, you put the car in park. You turn the car off.
Okay.
You go get the car jack. I got this. You get the Carfax and the car jack. And then you do a little... Beep, 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 beep. And then you do a little... Zoop, 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 get all the little... Yeah, like you're like race car level stuff.
You know, you already messed up.
What?
You didn't put your hazards on.
Oh, no.
You're on the side of the road.
It's good.
Right.
You're on the side of the highway. Right. You know, you gotta put your hazards on.
We didn't specify it was the highway.
If it was a regular road, you should probably still put your hazards on. Let people
you're
know.
You're so dumb.
Okay, so
maybe
fair.
Next
okay,
time.
Okay, let me put my hazards on.
And then anyway, how is Dave and Buster's?
You're just starting your business, so you're going to learn as you go
yeah,
along.
As yeah, as I go. We'll my tire changing business. Mm-hmm. My car jumping business.
Anything that has to do with cars, just period.
This is no good.
So Dave and Buster's. Gosh.
Yes, went to Dave and Buster's. We played Guitar Hero, played Dance Dance Revolution, a little Mario Kart.
What difficulty of Guitar Hero?
Oh, I play on Expert.
Okay, just make
my
sure.
My friends are playing on Easy, though. They can't keep up. But I really wanted to play. It's like my favorite. I don't know if you know this about me, but I love Guitar Hero, but I love going to Dave and Buster's to play Guitar Hero.
I believe this is the second or third Dave and Buster's story this year.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Sarah
you
know, and
you
I
can, you can buy Guitar
went...
Hero at home.
Dude, no, I don't have it.
But you could buy it, is what
I could
I'm
buy
saying.
It and
with the
it
Dave and Buster's prices, you've probably bought in 4 or 5 systems already.
Yeah.
And they only have like Guitar Hero World Tour or something random. Like it's one specific Guitar Hero. It's not even World Tour.
It's the arcade version of it.
I don't know which Guitar Hero it is. Yeah, but it's got most of the songs from one specific game. Whatever game had LaGrange on it. I think it was Guitar Hero 4 or something. But anyway, love Guitar Hero. Whenever I go to Dave and Buster's, play that game. I almost went with Sarah last week with the Car Chronicles. We were very close to going to Dave and Buster's. Okay. We decided to go out to dinner instead. But anyway, had a great time at Dave and Buster's. Fan favorite. Love playing Guitar Hero.
What song do you go to when you... Like, do you have your go-to song? Like, this is my song.
No, anyway. I've been playing them all. I do like Black Magic Woman by Santana. That's
I thought you were going to say Black Hole Sun.
Black Hole Sun. Dude, if they had that on there, let me double check next time I go see if that's on there. Because maybe that's why it's been stuck in my head.
That'll get the party started at Dave and Buster's. You pull that
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
it's a long one, too, so be prepared to play for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for everybody listening, I was telling the boys how my current like ADHD obsession song that I've been playing literally on repeat, this is what happens. I get like fixated on a song, and I'm like, I need to hear it 10 times in a row. Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. It's too much. Too many times.
It's a good one.
It's a great
Chris song. Chris Cornell.
Great song. Anyway, I went out to lunch yesterday, had the best Brussels sprouts of my entire life. Literally, I've okay. never had, oh my gosh, I wish I would have taken a picture of these Brussels sprouts. I went out to this fancy restaurant, LA, you know how LA is known for like, it's like brunch and like the, you know, it's got a lot of food okay. stuff.
I love that you said you went out to a fancy restaurant to get Brussels sprouts.
No, we went out for lunch and it was like, we got like some brunch stuff, but it was fancy. It was like, you know, you sit there
Brussels
and you enjoy yourself, and then you look
food?
At. Yeah, we got avocado toast. Okay,
okay.
Fancy avocado toast. Like a they had like pickled.
See, you'd be able to afford Guitar Hero if you didn't spend all your money on avocado toast
and Brussels sprouts.
And
bro,
Brussels,
I got this French toast that had like this special creme that they like make. They whip up fresh, and it has like vanilla bean infused in it. And
so
like,
you had
oh
avocado
God,
French toast.
Bro.
Got it.
No, it was too different. We had
can
avocado
I get the
toast.
French toast and then
put
a side of Brussels sprouts.
And don't forget the
no,
avocado.
The person I went with was like, this is literally the best. You won't have any better Brussels sprouts anywhere else. Like, this is going to ruin it for the future. Like, you have to.
Oh, man, it's going to ruin Brussels sprouts.
Oh, no. Everyone's favorite.
I love Brussels sprouts. Wait, do you guys not like Brussels sprouts?
No, I like them.
I vibe with them. Every once in a while, I'll just make them for fun. You know, do a little Parmesan, a little.
You make them for
olive
fun,
oil.
Then just throw them in the trash. Well,
no,
that was fun.
Well, come on. I'm surprised. I think they're good.
No, I think they're great too. I eat them pretty regularly, honestly.
Oh. Well, then you would love these. So next time you come visit, we'll have to go there, and you'll be like, wow, yeah, I see. They had like kale. It was Brussels sprouts and kale, and it was
so
like the way that
Brussels
they prepared
sprouts.
Them was. Huh?
It was kale and Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, it was Brussels sprouts dish, but they had kale.
Okay.
In
so was
Brussels
the kale
sprouts.
Not living up to the height of the Brussels sprouts? Like, what was the ratio there? Was it also like the best kale you've ever had?
It honestly was up there, and I've had some good kale. You know, I live in this is a big kale place. People love it out here specifically, and some other places. Anyway, yeah, it was very good, and they had like the special sauce, like the house made sauce that they put on top. Oh my god!
The house made the sauce.
That house made that sauce.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
what kind of sauce? What
Brussels
was the taste
sprouts.
Of it? Like, describe the sauce.
Ah, man. It was like almost like ranch based, but it was definitely like some zesty, I don't know what spice they put in there with it. It's almost like a Chipotle ranch kind of situation, but I literally have no idea what it actually was. But yeah, and then it had a little, yeah, it had some zest of this, Chipotle. Zest of that. Chipotle. Capital. Wait, Chipotle. Capital C-H-I-P-O-T-L-E. Chipotle. Chipotle. Do you ever have friends who call it Chipotle? Because that drives me nuts.
Actually. No. I don't have a lot of friends that eat at Chipotle.
You're assuming I have friends.
Yeah.
Valid. Shoot. All kind right. of rude well, of you. I'm yeah. sorry. That was my bad. I was inconsiderate.
Right in front of my kale and Brussels sprouts.
With the Chipotle sauce.
With
on.
My Chipotle ranch sauce.
Oh my god. Yeah, I took a picture of the French toast as well. Oh, I have so many pictures of my cat on here. Hold on.
French toast, Brussels sprouts, and kale.
Avocado toast.
All right.
Here's the avocado toast. You can see there's like
fancy stuff.
Show
us a picture
stuff.
Of the avocado toast right now.
It's not even just avocado toast. There's grape tomatoes. There's what looks like stringed lettuce or more kale.
Yeah, no,
something
I think
purple.
That was,
is that like
I think
onions?
That was
or what is that
some
like
kind there? Of cilantro, the pickled
oh,
onions. There was some kind of olive oil drizzled on it. And then I can't remember what the little, there's some kind of spice, like a popular spice on there. That
and
I,
you could have had
popular.
Guitar Hero at home instead.
I could have had Guitar Hero. Oh, here's the remains of the Brussels sprouts back there.
Okay. With the kale.
With kale
so
in
you
there.
Can finish
oh,
it.
Hell you.
Here's my, oh, I ate it. Don't you worry. I ate it the rest of it when I got home.
Oh, there's bananas as well.
Yeah, bananas and blueberries on the French toast with the little, the French.
So you just ate a bunch of bread.
Fresh. Yeah, I had so much bread. Mm. Yeah. It was a big bread day and Brussels sprout day. Mm.
Bread
so,
makes you fat?
Yep.
Yeah, I heard that. I've been feeling it today. You read my
now,
mind.
Now, what does that run you? I'm just curious. Is that something you can share with
I
us?
I think, bro, let me tell you. This was one of those meals I didn't even look at the bill when I paid for it. I don't know. It was over $100, but it was like not.
$100 for some bread?
Well, for both of us, because we both got like a juice.
We all know what kind of life Danny's living over there.
No, it's just when you, there's like certain instances. I'm so frugal. You know this about me. I'm so frugal with random stuff. And then with other things, I'm willing to splurge. Easy.
That's a big splurge, though.
It's really not for out here. Food is kind of expensive. It's, like, annoyingly expensive in California. I think, like, certain places, it's, like, regardless of what type of... Even if you go to, like, a regular, like, diner or something, it's still going to be a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I mean, food prices everywhere are expensive, right?
Yeah, they're going up. That's what I'm saying.
That's a big issue. And I have no problem with spending money on a meal, right? On, like, a nice meal that you're eating out at. I just don't know if I'd spend over $100 on Brussels sprouts, French toast, kale.
No, it was Brussels sprouts and kale. You got the French toast, you got the avocado toast, and then my friend got a sandwich as well, and then we got some drinks. So that's all you know, all things considered, good day. Good day. I left full. I was happy. I was satisfied with that meal. I regret nothing.
Was there a tip included with that?
Yeah, that was, I mean, like, I could look at my credit card statement and double check.
Let's go through the past couple of days of your credit card statement.
You'd see a bunch of Pokemon cards on there and then like a nice fancy meal. That's it. So it was good meal, good food. I do that
that's
every
good.
Once in a while. It's like
no, that's good. That's good. I'm yeah. As long as you got good company, right? As long as you got good company, it always makes for a great meal. That's what I say. Any meal can be good as long as you got good company.
Yeah.
That's what it matters. That's what matters
right
there.
It's all about people you're sharing it with.
Yeah. Yeah. So is that it then? Anything
else? Also it's all of LA has like a flood warning. Literally, we're like underwater. I don't know. I don't know if you can even look this up at the yeah.
Not so golden right now, though.
We're in water. I was driving home last night, and it was like I was going through. It was like when you're on a roller coaster, like Splash Mountain, and you drive through.
Water drip, splash, drip, drip, water splash, drip, drip, water.
Yeah, it was like that when I drove my car through. I was like, man, I hope the Buick doesn't take on any water. She's not built for it, dude. She's not built for it. So the Buick made it home safe, but we really did. Like, if you were, like, walking down the street and somebody drove by, you would get splash, blast, water drip, splash, for sure.
Has that ever happened to you before, where someone drives by and, like, literally splashes you and just soaks you?
I would be destroyed. I would be, like, literally, I would be thinking about that all week. Like, this is, like, a cartoon or something.
I had that happen to me for the first time ever last year. I was at, weirdly enough, because it just happened last weekend, but Knoxville Regionals. So Knoxville Regionals was last week, and I wasn't there, but this was last year's Knoxville Regionals. We're walking along on the sidewalk, and a car just drives by and then just soaks us.
Sorry about that.
It was not fun.
What'd you say, Jordan?
Well, I said sorry about that.
Yeah, it was
that Jordan. You?
He came all the way to Knoxville.
Listen, I see the puddle. I see the opportunity.
Yeah, if you're a person who saw, like, if you were aware that that puddle would cause a splash and you went into it, like, that's so dirty.
Yeah.
That's dirty.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't know. Jordan.
What?
Jordan.
Okay, the intrusive thought is funny.
Where were you during Knoxville Regionals last year?
When was this?
2023.
Yeah, but what?
Yeah,
2023.
What were the dates?
February, March last year, something like
Where
that.
Where were you February, March last year, 2023?
I was in Cedar Rapids, chilling.
Oh, okay.
Chilling
okay.
In Cedar Rapids. All right, you're safe this time. Mm. But yeah, I've never had that happen, but I do know that that would be, I think, a moment in my life that I would, like, hold on to. Like, that's, like, a turning point moment. Not like rock bottom.
Your whole life's,
like,
changed after that.
It literally is like one of those, like, I will not be the same because I've been splashed by a puddle, like a car driving by. Dirty street water.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
It's a free shower.
Being baptized by the city. Yeah. Being baptized by the city, for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Hey, it's all right.
Jordan's our prime suspect.
Well, okay, when did this happen? Like, was it, like, at the end of the day, so you're heading back to, like, relax?
No, it was
anyway?
At the beginning.
So did you just double back around and go change? You're like,
yeah, so we were actually walking back to the hotel because we had went out first thing to, like, get some snacks and food and stuff. And so it was on the way back.
Gotcha.
It's tragic.
To the hotel. So, yeah, I mean, it was a bummer. Like, I didn't get mad and yell or anything like that. It was just like,
now,
yeah,
did you just dry off and change your clothes? Or because it was dirty street water, did you take a quick shower first?
I don't think I took a shower because it was, like, I didn't get it on my face at all. Mm. It was just, like, the rest of my body, and I feel like the clothes absorbed most of it, but I did change clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why you always bring a spare pair of clothes.
You have to.
You never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Like the thing where you're like, oh, better bring 10 pairs of underwear because I might poop my pants every day of the trip.
But I love living on the edge.
Yeah. Like, literally that.
That's hot.
Thank you.
You never know what's going to happen.
You never know. And that's why it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why it's...
That's hot.
Exactly.
So anyway, had a good weekend.
You just go to the store.
Yeah. You just go buy some more after the incident.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you're on your last pair?
You just go to the store and buy some.
You waddle to the store.
Yeah.
Frantically.
Why would you waddle?
You walk with confidence.
Wouldn't you just take them off?
I feel like Danny has been in this situation before. I think they're in the situation now.
Okay. We've discussed this. I've never in my adult life actually, like, pooped my pants, but I have come dangerously close on multiple occasions.
I've heard the story, so I can...
Oh, yeah.
But who hasn't? Everyone's been in that emergency moment.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And you never know.
Welcome
to
our Pokeball podcast, everyone.
Yes.
You just never know when it's going to strike. That's why you bring the 10 pairs of underwear. Anyway,
yeah,
I digress. I had a great weekend. Had the best Brussels sprouts ever. French toast off the charts.
Oh, yeah. We're still on the weekend.
How was your guys' weekend?
Jordan, what'd you do?
Oh, I did so much this weekend. Let me
tell you.
No Brussels sprouts.
Hmm.
What did you eat this weekend?
I don't know. I had not Brussels sprouts. I can't even remember. That's how unexciting
it was. At least two or three?
You know.
You have nuggets?
No.
No oh. 10 pieces?
No.
You know, not living it up. Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, trying to cut back with the, you know, the food from the fast variety, you know.
No avocado toast?
Hey, I got you.
Avocado toast is a slow food. That one takes a while.
I'm trying to afford Guitar
toast
Hero, no avocado toast.
I got you. Yeah. I got you.
No, not makes a lot. Sense. Just been, you know, hanging out, cleaning some stuff up, you know, getting ready for tax season, you know, the fun stuff.
Ah, yes.
Oh, tax season. Yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah, the fun stuff.
Oh, everybody getting their taxes done? You got them all done?
Nope. No.
We'll be soon.
Yeah, you get, better get a move on.
Yeah, I got till April.
You got till. Well, I mean, that's true.
I'll get them. I usually get them done in February anyway. So
ours, I don't know if California is different, but the business taxes are due in March 15th,
business
which is a month
taxes
earlier.
Are always done earlier.
Yeah, so it always catches taxes. Me off guard because you got to do it a month earlier than normal because we have little businesses. We have our own thing.
They have to be done earlier, but you don't have to pay them.
Yeah.
When they're due.
My problem is remembering to do it.
Just. That's do it biggest. In February.
So but I forget
ahead.
Until it's
what do you mean?
Due.
What do you mean remembering to do it?
I forget.
Do you have something you want to admit?
No, I pay my taxes, bro.
Oh,
okay.
You know, this is
forget.
Not the first time we've
I
had
just
this
almost
discussion.
Forget. I have somebody, I just have to schedule the meeting with the person who does it, but I almost forget every time to schedule the meeting with the
okay,
tax
man. So I'm just trying to get this straight. That's all I'm trying to do. So you have someone once a year. You don't have somebody working all year long.
No. I mean, I can
need to.
But yeah, no, I'm like, hey, we got to meet because I got to do, you know, we got to do the tax thing. But
okay,
I almost forget every time.
You know, you should think about hiring somebody to do it all year.
I should.
That would take so much stress off of you.
But then it's just all stress at once, you know? It's just like one, like a Band-Aid, you know? Like a big old tax Band-Aid.
See, I have somebody that does it all year long. So, like, I don't have to remember.
Yeah, you're doing it the correct way.
When things are due, he sends me an email. It's like, hey, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this, and
yeah,
I need this much money for the IRS.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I should do that, but
I don't. Think about it. Yeah, seriously, like, think about it. It'll take a lot of stress off of your mind. It doesn't take all of it because you're still going to owe money, but.
Yeah, every time.
Remembering definitely takes a lot of stress off of you.
So, Jordan's working on his taxes.
Yes, you know, we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're thinking about working on them.
Yeah, thinking about working on the taxes.
Yeah, we've done the prep. To start doing some prep.
Yeah, get all the shoe boxes together with all the receipts.
Oh God, mine's in a GameStop bag.
It's not even receipts. All my transactions are digital, so it's like, all right, what I do on this website, what I do on this website. Here's my bank account statements, and here's my explanations of everything.
Okay. So you're not a GameStop bag is what you're telling me.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, mine is a GameStop bag, full to the brim, like one of those canvas ones that they give you, like, oh, everything you fit in here is 25% off.
Let me at least ask you this. Is it at least sorted out by month?
No. It's literally just shoved in there. This is I think so.
From what I've heard from a couple people that do taxes, you are the least favorite type of client.
Yeah, well, I organize it. When I show up at my tax meeting, I have an itemized list sorted by the type of whatever transaction. So it's all there.
Oh, so you have it all organized. You're just saying you just keep the receipts in a bag.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying like you weren't keeping track of anything. You were just throwing everything into a bag and then...
Oh, no. So I throw it into the bag and then once a year... For about a full 24-hour period, I go on a bender and I put it all into an organized spreadsheet. And then I give that to the tax man. I'm not inconsiderate. I just have attention issues.
Can we normalize not, like, blaming the people for doing taxes wrong or bad or making it complicated, but the government for making it complicated?
They do it intentionally, too, because I feel like it's like it doesn't need to be. Yeah. You should be able to file that on your own.
You just tell me how much and then...
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, that would actually be so
nice. We know
nice.
The amount. You don't know the amount yet, but you have to get the amount right or you're in trouble. It's
yeah,
like,
well,
what's the amount?
Yeah.
I don't know. You tell us, but we know it. We totally know it. We know it for sure, but we're not going to tell you.
It's like the price is right. you want to get it right on the nail.
Yeah.
And it's like, if
no
you go over, you lose.
No, if you go over, you go under, like, oh, you still pay, lose. You pay more? Okay, cool.
That's what I'm saying. You lose.
Yeah, you lose.
You lose either way. All three. Yeah, this is just like a losing game we're playing.
All right, so Jordan, a lot of time just spent just hanging around the crib.
Yeah, you know.
Kicking it.
Nah, yeah, we'll call it that, sure.
Any Pokemon card openings?
Yeah, I've opened some Paldean Fates, you know, here and there.
We getting closer to that complete set?
Not with the baby shinies, you know. Bro. But, you know, some of the bigger hitters, you know, I've definitely gotten some of them. You know, I'm just really missing that Charizard, but I did get the Iono this weekend. So
nice.
I'll take that one. That's a big one.
That is a big one.
But, you know, I'm still missing a good amount. I would say like 90 of the baby shinies still.
Oh my god. I mean,
the baby shinies, there's just so much of them.
There's too there's many. So
you
many.
Know what? It's even wild to think that there's so many baby shinies and they still cut some out of the set.
Yep.
For
the, like, premium the collection boxes and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
They cut 9 of them out of the set and there's still so many
120,
of them.
120, dude. That's crazy.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Oh my
wild.
Gosh. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm opening up a bunch of packs like this week for a video. Uh-huh. And I can't wait to see what we get. Because I haven't gotten the Mew yet. That's the one that I really, really want that I haven't seen at all yet.
Good luck.
You haven't gotten the little bubble.
You got the Mew?
I got the Mew.
Yeah, he got
it. He got the Mew. What the heck, guys?
Mm-hmm. I didn't get it for me.
You gave away the Mew.
I gave away the Mew. I didn't get it. I got the Charizard.
I gave away my Charizard.
I got the Charizard for me.
I got the Charizard for the people. I'm still sitting here. I just got a few baby shinies under my belt. Mm. Well, yeah, we'll get to it. I'm jealous.
You know, I have found that, like, I weirdly, and I don't know about you guys when it comes to Paldean Fates, I feel like there's so many, obviously, shinies, right, in full arts and stuff like that. I feel like I'm pulling doubles a lot sooner than I should be.
For certain ones, I mean, I don't know. I think it's just like odds. If there's like 120, but like, I don't know. Yeah, it is weird that you would get a duplicate when you're still missing like 100.
Right. So it's like, here is my...
Bro, the Wugs, though. I don't know if you guys are in on the, you know, the art rares. There's 3 art rares in the set.
Yeah,
I got
I
so many
Wugs. I saw your video. You have a lot
I got
of
Wugged, man. There was 2 ETBs in a row that both had 2 Wugs in them.
I think I got more Palafins than Wugs, but I still have a bunch of each.
I think I have more Palafins, yeah.
Wow.
One Palmy, though. That's the only one I only have one of is Palmy. One Palmy.
So random.
So here's all of my, like, ultra rares right here. Like, this is everything that, you know, shinies, double rares, all of that stuff. Like, everything, this is my entire stack. And
nice stack.
There's so many doubles within this stack.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That's absolutely. So this stack alone, right here, there's 4 shiny full art Pidgeot EXs.
Nice.
That's so random. What?
It doesn't seem like there should be. There's 4 shiny Cleffas, baby Cleffas in the stack.
Did those come from the same case, or are those just like from a bunch of different stuff?
It's just from random stuff. It's just, I guess it's just my luck, right? But.
That is
it just
really
seems weird,
weird
to pull so many doubles so fast, especially those Pidgeot EXs. I don't know how I've gotten 4 of them already.
Yeah, that's really odd. I think I mean, with the EX full arts, there's like 12 full art shinies?
Yeah,
but even then, I feel like, yeah, you shouldn't be getting multiple duplicates this early.
Yeah.
And even then, there was like, 5 of those or 6 of those pulled out? Because there's the 3 tins and then the 3 boxes.
Yeah, the EX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 tins, 3 boxes. Yeah.
Yep. Fascinating. Yeah, they pulled out the Charizard. I forgot that they pulled the Charizard out, and I was looking for it in the packs, like, when I first started doing the unboxings, and I was like, oh, the Charizard's not even in here.
Yeah.
It's in the EX tins.
Wild, wild, wild stuff, so.
Yep.
I guess for my weekend over here, we celebrate 10th anniversary a little bit.
Ooh, let's go.
Yeah. Did a live stream on Whatnot celebrating that. That was this past Thursday. We gave away a trip to LA to do a charity vintage box break that's happening on March 8th. So
did I win?
You did not win. Sorry.
Aww.
Sorry, you did not. You did not win.
Did
you
I
gave away a bunch of Paldean face packs? Jordan, you might have not won either.
Yes. Aww. So, I mean, what? No. Aww. I mean,
yeah.
Something.
You the thing LA. I was most excited. I was excited that I had play mats. I had play mats with my face on them, and I was just so super pumped about that.
And Evie.
Evie and Marie was the on whole it as family. Well. Yeah. Evie and Marie was on it. It was fantastic. I've always wanted a play mat with myself on. I don't know why. I've always wanted that. But my official 10th anniversary was February 4th. So we're recording this on the 5th. So it was yesterday on the 4th. That's when I created the channel was February 4th. So 10 year anniversary. I feel like a grandpa on YouTube now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're an old man for sure. How fun. Well, welcome to the club. You're now officially an old YouTuber.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I remember when they had a 5-star rating system.
I remember when they first said the words Google AdSense.
Do you remember when they did have 5-star? You could rate the video out of 5 stars. Mm-hmm. And then the description was to the side of the video. It was like on the, at least call it the sidebar. Because it was on the side.
I remember when dislikes were visible.
Are they Do you remember
when you could reply to a comment with a video?
Oh, yeah, the video responses. Oh, that was a special era. That was really special.
Mm-hmm. I wish you could still do that. Like, you could record, like, a 10-second video to reply to somebody's comment. Like, that would be so, so good if you could do that.
We need that.
We need that back. We need that back.
The video replies.
So, you know, we're celebrating 10th anniversary all year long, so we got other projects and stuff coming up to celebrate that. But I finally did something that I've been holding off on for probably better part of a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I still told myself, that don't dive into this. Don't do it. But I had to do it. I finally had to do it. I couldn't hold off any longer. And I finally built an area in the house where I can store a vinyl record player with speakers and a bunch of vinyl records and a just whole like little setup area where it is all displayed.
Whoa!
Are you a cabinet?
Big,
yeah,
you that's big what we're record looking for. Guy.
Well, you know what? I've been interested in it. And back in the day, I used to buy like older records from like 80s and 70s and 60s.
Whoa.
We're talking like 15 years ago that I would do that. But then recently, probably the past two-ish years, I'm like been wanting to dive back into it with more music that like I grew up with and like current music right now. And I'm like, don't do it. Cause there's, you know, like this place has this exclusive of the record looks like this color, you know? Right.
And yeah.
And the first pressing and the second pressing and the third pressing
officially old.
And, I dove in.
This is so exciting.
It's
listen to this one. You remember dancing to this?
Hey, you know what? Vinyl is actually a pretty cool thing now. All right? Like every time I'm going into the vinyl section now, it's youth.
You're saying like culturally it's cool. Yeah, it's like it's coming back for sure.
Yeah,
like
it's
they make a lot of record
or something.
Yeah. They got a lot of record players and stuff that they're like currently making.
I'm looking forward to when CDs have that resurgence and people have Walkmans again.
Oh my!
I don't know
God.
If CDs will have that resurgence or not.
Players. All I want is my Sony Red Walkman I had when I was a kid. And
you had a Walkman?
Oh yeah, I used to bring it to school. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. I was bumping the classics. You know, Elton John CD and the Bad Boys 2 soundtrack. You know, it was great.
Are you saying you had a walk? Wait, let me look up a Walkman. I think I'm thinking of something else. You had a CD player.
I had a CD version, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, a Sony Walkman, but a CD version of a Sony Walkman?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that was a thing. I see it. I see Sony CD. Oh, so you were walking. Did you have the over-the-ear headphones?
Absolutely.
That are like...
Absolutely. In-ear headphones were barely starting to be a thing until like the mid-2000s. That's when you had the MP3 players and you put those in. And that was my skateboarding days.
The little buds.
Then you start getting the little baby iPods and you're like, oh, wow, this is the future. It can hold 5 songs.
Dude, okay, I just pulled up on Amazon a Sony CD Walkman in yellow, model DEJ360. Okay. It's currently, you can buy a new one right now. You want to guess the price?
No.
200.
200.
This is specifically for some reason.
201.
$399.
Oh.
For the Sony Walkman in yellow. And it's got good reviews, too. 4.1 stars for a CD player. I feel like that's good.
Yeah, interesting. Probably play CDs.
It comes with the headphones. It is the most random. Why would Amazon be selling that right now?
Who knows?
That's so random. Who
knows? Here's my setup right here. Here's a picture so you guys can see.
Oh, hey, is that the Taylor Swift album on there?
It is not.
Oh, never mind.
That is a Blink-182 album. That's their new album.
What's My Age Again? What's My Age Again?
So that was the first record that I bought. I was like, all right, I'm going to go out. My first record purchase is going to be the new Blink-182 album. That's the one I picked up first, but we purchased two albums in that purchase. So
very good.
We got the new Green Day album as well. So, but I picked up Blink-182 first.
So is this do you anticipate then multiple, like, because I've seen Post Malone have vinyl records out. Is this
every,
a thing?
Every artist. Literally, like, every single artist makes it.
Well, I was saying specifically him because he does, like, rap, more like music that's not traditionally associated with being on vinyl, I guess. Like, I don't know, I view that as more of a rock thing, but I guess it is, like, every genre
it's
of music.
Yeah,
thing. But it's it just associated seems with like every... it's, like, yeah, farther away from that. So do you think, like, all the new artists now are just like, okay, we have our... CD, we got the digital, all the digital stuff. You
have a bunch
CD
of,
and
a
vinyl
collection.
Record.
And it's a mix of like, what? I have a good little vinyl collection. I have a good mix of like movie soundtracks that I love, like 2001 A Space Odyssey, Jurassic Park type stuff. But then, you know, I have almost every Lana Del Rey on vinyl.
Okay.
I got the original War of the Worlds broadcast on vinyl. You know, the classics that you just want to play when you walk around the house.
Absolutely, the classics.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't have a record player, but I do have one single vinyl record. Can you guess?
Oh,
if you had
Pokemon
to guess
one?
What it was.
Yeah, I got that one too. Yeah,
it's
I got
the Pokemon one.
Yeah.
25th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Had to do it to him.
Right. There's such a deep hole that you can dive down when it comes to vinyl records. Like, it just how even a collectability standpoint. Of just like, you know, do you have to have all of them that are different colors?
It's hard.
Or do you just
so,
get one?
Like, I have,
you know what I mean?
I have the Hey Arnold music on vinyl, right? And it's incredible. And there is like 10 different ones you could get. And there was even, because it came out years ago, and even last year, another like exclusive store had like different versions of new printings of them that had new colorations and ones. There's one that I really love, because in there they had like the almost like the Yahoo Milk type thing in there, but it had one that had like the liquid in it, and I was like, man, I want that one so bad, but like people were like selling them out and charging $500 for them at the time, and I'm like,
jeez.
I can't justify it when I could just buy this for like $20. You know,
right? Exactly. So it's like, how deep do you want to get in this hole? Like, do you just want to listen to some music, or are you wanting like the collectability to come with it?
Yeah,
on top of listening to the music. So
I think it's a little
I
bit
think
of
right,
both, but not like that heavy with the crazy different variations.
Yeah, I think for me right now, it's like I just want to purely listen to the music, but knowing what versions are out there, like colored versions of the records, and then picking which one I want the most out of those.
You hunting down Spice Girls ones?
You know what? That is on my list. It is on my list.
Whoa.
To get. So
that better be on repeat next time we come through. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So we got, right now we have three Blink-182 albums, one Green Day album, and one Alkaline Trio album. And then that is it at the moment.
The army is going to start growing, though.
I'm sure it will.
So you'll have to keep us informed next time you make a purchase or you see something you pick up.
There's so many stores have exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, it's... I think, you know, like, I was looking at the new Green Day album, and it was like, there's Target exclusive, and they're all just different colored albums, all right? There's Target exclusive, Walmart exclusive, Urban Outfitters exclusive,
oh,
Hot Topic exclusive.
Gosh.
Their website has their own exclusive. Barnes and Noble has an exclusive. Like, it literally just every store that carries vinyl has like their own exclusive, which is just wild.
Wow.
Absolutely wild. But I think right now, like, I'm not going to get albums to where I'm just going to listen to one song on it. I want albums to where I can sit there and play it from start to finish and enjoy the entire thing. So that's what I'm going after. I'm not going for like one, oh, I like this album because it has one song on it that I like. I'm just not doing it. So
that makes sense.
As of right now. As of right now. I'm just saying. Just saying.
You're not going to play Black Hole Sun on repeat 10 times
I will not.
Tomorrow? Black Hole Sun. I think there's actually something wrong with me.
Yeah, you have been singing it a lot. You have been singing it a lot.
I'm going to get my favorite band's first LP on vinyl right now.
Oh, there we go, dude. Yeah, get you a nice record player.
I have an okay one. That definitely needs an upgrade. I think the needle's kind of wonky on it. But, you know.
Yeah, you can get you a new needle.
Yeah, I can probably get a new needle on it.
So yeah, I bought that cabinet, and I bought those speakers specifically for all the vinyl
stuff. How exciting! A new journey.
I know. I'm pumped about it. I'm pumped about it. So
this is nice.
Like, every time, like when we have some like just a little bit of free time, I'm like, Marie, you wanna put on an album and listen to it?
Do you put it on and then sit on the floor next to it while it's spinning?
Yeah, you just lay in the floor, stare at the ceiling.
Like you're listening to the radio back in the old times.
So that was the big thing that I did. And then the other little random thing that I did that I know might sound weird, but Saturday, my editor was on vacation last week.
Yeah.
All right. And I wanted to get a Saturday video out. But that would have meant that I had to edit it myself.
Oh, my God.
And I have not edited a video since February or January of 2021.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's all been edited by him.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you had to dust off the old Premiere Pro?
And so I was like, I'm doing it. I'm going to edit my own video. But before that, right, from 2014 to 2021, for the exception of like five videos, I edited all my own videos, and I was uploading like five times a week. So I've edited my fair share of videos. I just don't like doing it. Mm-hmm. And so I did it. I did it from start to finish.
How was it? Was it just as you remembered, or what has changed?
Yeah, it was very nostalgic feeling for me. I don't know why, but it was very nostalgic because it was like I did my own thumbnail. I filmed the video by myself. I edited the video by myself. And so I was proud that I still could do it.
Yeah, you got back
right,
to
if
your
I needed
roots.
To.
I think that's like a good exercise to do as like anybody doing something creative like that where you are like delegating a piece of it that you used to do, and it kind of like reminds you of like, oh, maybe I should shoot this differently because now that I'm editing it, like I might want to make that, you know, easier for the editor to do something different. That's that's interesting. I didn't realize he edited all of them.
Except for YouTube Shorts and TikToks, like short form stuff, I still edit that. But all the other stuff, even this podcast, he edits, right? And so, I was like, I told Maria, I was like, this is going to be good because this is going to reconfirm that I absolutely hate editing.
I feel like,
and it did. It did. Yeah, I absolutely
like,
hate editing.
I had a bad time. I feel
love
in moderation. I like editing.
I can see that. I love the creativity of like the ideas and like being in front of the camera and like sharing your passion and stuff like that. It's just sitting down and then like editing yourself. It's hard for me to sit down hours on end. But I did it. It was very much like old school. I thought I was going to forget where a lot of the buttons were at, but like 5 minutes in, it was almost like muscle memory.
Like riding a bike. That is one of those skills I think you don't truly ever forget. Like even if you don't actively remember. It'll come back.
So, I was proud of myself. I was proud of myself.
And
it was
good job.
It weirdly timed out with like my 10th anniversary. So it was like going back to the roots of
of the channel.
Of the old days. So
wow.
It was good times.
Breaking editor out here.
So if you want to see a video that was edited by me, go watch last Saturday's video. Good times. Good times.
All right. You know, I decided I can't just have the one album. I need the whole discography.
Well, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And some needle replacements.
There you go.
What do you mean whole discography? Every one that they've done?
Every album they've done.
Oh, my God. Jordan?
What?
Jordan?
Cage the Elephant, right?
Yep.
Jordan?
Yes. I knew it. You know what? I saw some of their vinyls over the weekend, and I thought of you. I was like, ooh, Jordan would like this.
Nope.
Put the elephant down.
You know what? Let the man get some records, okay?
Buy the elephant.
You spend $100 on Brussels sprouts and let him spend $100 on records.
It was kale and Brussels sprouts and French toast and avocado toast.
Look, this is my Guitar Hero, and I'm choosing to get Guitar Hero. You know?
Yeah.
Just go to Dave and Buster's, bro.
Man,
So anybody that is on the vinyl train, feel free to start sending me the messages with your recommendations and whatnot. And record day's coming up. I'll get to participate in my first record day.
Ooh.
So I'm excited about that. Ooh. So much good stuff.
How fun.
And exactly almost about every single time, about 45 minutes into the podcast here,
we
can go ahead and start to transition. And this is normal. It's not, if you're listening for the first time, this is how long it usually takes us to get into.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
To get into talking about our drinks before we even get to the Pokemon Center or whatever.
What did everybody bring to drink today as we start to transition here?
I'm not telling you. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you got?
Oh, well, since you asked. I got a special one today, so we actually... I'm losing my voice, I guess. I already drank all my coffee, my oat milk latte. More of like an Americano situation. But anyway, I already drank all that, so had to get a backup replacement bevy. And guess what I got?
Oh, I can. We can see it.
We're getting booch today, bro! The return.
Ha!
You lined that up perfectly.
That was crazy.
We're getting bitched today, bruh.
That was a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah, I'll never be able to do it again.
Yeah, it was a one and done. This is GT Synergy Raw Kombucha Trilogy flavor. Been saving this for a special occasion. Yeah, so got those probiotics going in there. My tum-tum's ready. I think I got a good ecosystem going, but I could add in about roughly 9 billion extra little something-somethings.
Bring it back a fan favorite here.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Very
nice.
Very exciting. So big week for all my Booch fans out there. Shout out to the Booch gang!
What?
Yeah. You heard it here first. Anyway, what's everybody else got?
Do you feed your cat kombucha?
You know what? Should I start feeding my cat kombucha?
No.
Here's the thing. She would hate that. I have a feeling. She would take one little... And she'd be...
You never know. Might love it.
So, for those of you listening, this morning, Nate and Jordan got to see Rafiki, how she drinks her water. It is the cutest. She's the cutest little cat. But when she drinks water, she scoops it up with her hand. Like, 50% of the time she does this. She'll scoop the water into her paw and then lick her paw. She drinks. Just like me. That's how I do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just learning from their parent. Yeah, exactly.
As she's singing.
So I'll try to drop some. Yeah. You know, I was thinking. I've seen videos where people put sparkling water in their dog's bowl and the dog gets like weirded out. Might have to do a little sip. I got a soda stream.
Yeah, or not.
Yeah, I don't think I will, but it is a fun idea.
Have you done the cucumber thing yet?
No, I'm such like a I will never do anything to like hurt my cat. Like she's
I wouldn't
even
either.
Like scare
yeah,
her.
I'm, right
I'm
there
like
with you.
No, I will not dare. She is an angel. She's a princess, and she only gets love and affection.
I wouldn't. I say I never understand why people want to scare their animals. Like
nah,
that.
That ain't it.
Like why would you do that?
Yeah, that's not nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no. Right now, only strictly cat food and water exclusively because I don't trust what's in human food. I barely trust it for me.
We treat our little Evie like a princess.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know what it is. It's like, yeah, you deserve the world. You get everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Anyway, always make sure she's taken care of. Routine vet visits, all that stuff.
Checkups. Quick. Mm-hmm. So anyway, no booch for the cat, but I do have a kombucha for myself.
Okay.
So,
Mr. Jordan French, what do you got over there?
Just Gamer Saps.
Yeah, J-Dog.
Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
G-Sup.
What flavor are we rocking today?
Good.
That, a good flavor? All right. All right.
Good.
Oh, it's just called good. With eyeballs in the O's.
Is it good or good?
Good.
Oh.
Good.
Yeah, it's a new flavor. It just came out.
What does it taste like?
It's like a red good. Icy, red slushy, like a cherry one.
Like cherry?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I would say pretty on par with that taste.
Like
I would say it's good.
Good.
Is that just a one scooper?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the size of, like, what you're drinking out of. But, yeah, about a scoop, maybe a little scoop and a quarter, you know.
Okay, and that's got caffeine in it, right?
This one has caffeine in it, yes.
Okay.
There are, I don't know about this flavor specifically, but most flavors have, like, a caffeine-free option.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you potentially just put all the powder in?
No, you don't.
In one?
No, you shouldn't never do that.
It's like pre-workout. Just dump the whole tub in there. No, just put water into the tub and shake it.
No, I cannot advise ever doing that.
Turns into a smoothie at that point.
Yeah. It is a smoothie, a nice cherry smoothie.
Yeah, I would not do.
Would not recommend
outer
that.
Space.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just curious, you know, mm-hmm. trying to figure out what we can and can't do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good for the listener to know.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I just would
Education.
Say probably don't.
Right.
Probably don't.
Probably right. don't do that, yeah. for sure. For mm-hmm. sure.
But it's an option. It's not
No,
impossible.
It's I wouldn't even count it as an option.
Not even an option.
I wouldn't even think of it as an option.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Responsible, right. you know, drinking right. and all that right. with this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, right. yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's very kind of you to not advise that.
Yeah, I would never.
That's good. That's mm-hmm. good of you. Over here. What do you think I'm rocking today?
You probably
Yeet,
got kombucha
skirt,
with that
skeet,
water.
Skeet, yeet,
if it's
water drip splash, skeet water drip
skirt yeet water splash. Yeah, it's kombucha.
Well, you know this is water right here.
I heard mm-hmm. that. Not with all those live probiotics floating around in there. Not all that bacteria swimming around in there.
But you know what? This is just you know. My everyday drink here. This is
Your
not for the podcast.
Drink.
Right.
That's
right,
but
right.
Because I've already been taking drinks from it.
Yeah, it is pretty
throughout
good.
The podcast.
Right.
So today, however, I brought something else.
Wait, actually?
I did.
Diet
I did
Pepsi.
Bring something. I brought none other. We're talking zeros across the board.
No.
Zeros across the board right here. We're talking, let me see if I can, let me put on my spectacles
it's
here.
Back
we're talking
oh
zero
gosh.
Calories, zero total fat, zero sodium, zero carbs, and zero protein in it.
What about that aspartame?
But no aspartame.
Are you sure?
Let me take a look here. Not a single ounce. Not
wow.
a single ounce in here.
Wow.
The taste is a 100 though.
That's crazy.
We're talking none other than Zevia zeros across the board. Woo!
Dude, that's
oh my goodness!
What a throwback!
You know, this is a ginger root beer, right
wow.
here.
Wow! Did you go out and buy that, or did you just have that on just in your supply?
This was in the fridge.
That's crazy.
Have you been
and
aging it this whole time?
I have. Yep. We got to get
like
rid of it before.
Wine.
Before March 8th, 2024. So,
oh, it's
coming up.
Perfect
let's
time.
Get rid of this one. Yeah, this was actually Marie's idea. Marie was like, "Oh, you should, yeah, you
Age
should do
one?
Zevia this week." And I was like, "You know, that's a good idea. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary is now, and this would be a good throwback in addition to it." So,
wow, yeah, how long Zevia. Is it? Man, it's weird because I also brought back boots that I haven't had in a while. I bring that back every once in a while, but the Zevia
yeah.
has been like months.
That's an old. Marie and I were talking. I think it was yesterday, or the day before. I was like, "You remember when we would do like 20-minute segments on Zevia on the podcast,
unsponsored, like absolutely not
yeah.
sponsored, just talking about it?"
We would
never forget.
We would. Those were
never
those
forget.
Were the days. Those were the days. Well. It's back for today. So,
this is so exciting.
Let's go ahead and take a drink, everybody. Let's do a nice countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2. That's good. Oh, that's really good.
That's right.
This potent booch. Bro, when I'm in nose.
You're supposed to drink it through your mouth, not through your nose.
Yeah.
That's kind of dumb of you, but.
How many probiotics did you drink at once?
I mean, okay, if there's 9 billion in here, I bet I got at least a few hundred million in that first little.
I would say at least 2 or 3.
At least, probably, based on the, if it's evenly distributed. I don't know if, how they got stuff settling at the bottom, if that's where all the probiotics are, and by the time you get to the bottom, pop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I haven't heard that one in a while. Oh, yeah?
We could literally just talk to ourselves out here. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, we might be able to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
What?
What?
I would like to ask a question right now, if I could. And that question would be, what caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Well, let me tell you, because there is one drop as of right now that has happened. Can't speak.
Yum.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I can't speak for what happens post recording this and the launch of this episode. But
true,
there are some shirts that have dropped, a new collection of shirts, and there's a good bit of them. I believe there are 13 different shirts, different designs.
Shirts, as in yeet shirt.
No, that's you're thinking shirt? Of a skirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a
different
shirt
article.
Okay, my bad. I misheard.
So a lot of them, they all feature a little pocket design, little pocket on the front of the shirt that has a Pokemon popping out of the pocket, little pocket Pokemon friend.
They're called Pika Pokemon Pocket.
So there's some for youth and different ones for adults. There's a good few bit on here. You got your Whale Lord, which looks nice as a Whale Lord on there. I can't see. Was there another? Because some of them have two Pokemon on them. I think that's just Whale Lord on that one.
It's more than just Whale Lord.
Is there something really small on there I'm not seeing?
There's a Psyduck.
Where's the Psyduck?
Psyduck is inside the pocket.
Oh, like if you open it, he's not poking out of the pocket?
So if you look up close, there's actually little air bubbles coming out of the pocket.
Oh.
And then when you pull the pocket down, Psyduck's inside of the pocket.
Yeah, like one of the last images. It's cute because Psyduck is actually yellow in there, where like the rest of the design is just like a white outline. Psyduck's a little yellow Psyduck in there.
Then you got a Onyx, who has some inspiration from Metal Gear Solid with a little exclamation point. Is it exclamation point or exclamation mark?
I always said exclamation mark.
Yeah, I think it's a mark. Because there's a point, but it's also like a mark. You know what I'm saying?
Exclamation point.
It's like very...
Don't miss the mark.
Yeah, don't miss the mark and don't miss the point. But there's also a Diglett on the pocket of that one. So there's Onyx and the Diglett's on the pocket in that one.
And the pocket looks like rocks.
Right, it has a little rock pattern. The next one has Snorlax kind of in front of and around the pocket. It looks like the pocket's like a blanket, so it's sleeping in there. And then inside is a Pikachu on top of the Snorlax, a little hidden Pikachu in there as they're sleeping. So that one's pretty cute, There's a Pikachu and Pichu one with Pichu in the pocket and Pikachu trying to catch him.
That's cute.
There's the Charizard one, which has Charizard on the back and then Charizard popping out of the pocket. And that's it. It's just Charizard in the pocket. Aside from that one, so I'm waiting for all the pages to load as I'm looking at them. The next one has, what is that, Umbreon and Staryu?
It is.
Umbreon and Staryu. Both outside of the pocket. And the pocket has some moons on it. And inside the pocket, is there anything special? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't see any pictures that show the inside of the pocket. The next one has Pikachu's silhouette popping out of the pocket, which is nice. A little gray pattern there with a Pokeball symbol on the outside of it. Then there is my favorite, which is... Unfortunately, they did not make this... Some of them are like for the youth or men or women. This one is a more of a cropped top version for women, and I would love it because I love Leafeon. But Leafeon is popping out of the pocket with Eevee on top of the pocket. I like that one a lot because I'm a big Leafeon fan.
Hey, you can still rock it.
I can still rock it. I don't know. I don't know if you know the world's ready for my midriff, but you know, definitely think it's a cute shirt. Then another Pikachu popping out of the pocket.
That's so tough because the Pikachu one I think is the most adorable one here. Like they made them like distinctly either a youth shirt, either like an adult, I guess, like unisex shirt, or a women's crop shirt. It's not just like a regular.
It's higher up in
shirt.
The front in the stomach.
It's literally a cropped shirt, which is like, oh man, they did like some really really cute ones with the crop on it too.
Yeah, then of course you know to match the other one, there's an Espeon and then a Staryu. Don't really know the correlation there between them, but they're very nice. That one has like a cool like starry sun pattern. Over the pocket, then Gengar silhouette. You know that one's cool. Gengar silhouette with a Pokeball on the front pocket there, and then an adult version of the Charizard one, same one, and then a different Snorlax one popping out of the pocket with a little leftovers, a little bite of the core of the apple on the outside of the pocket.
Oh, that's cute.
So those are the 13 shirts that have dropped this week. That's all that we've had so far. They dropped last week, technically. I think it was like, what, Friday? Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, something like that. So you have the adult ones are $24.99, the crop tops are $24.99, and then the youth ones are $16.99.
Yeah, so there's a few of them on there, some really cool ones. But I do, speaking of the Pokemon Center, if you guys remember, a year ago, something went out for pre-order. And it said it would not be ready until March of 2024. That's how long the pre-order was for. Now, they did ship early because I have them in my possession right now.
Ooh.
But a year ago, they were up for pre-order.
I'm going to guess it's the... Okay, Nate, are you looking something up? I was going to do a blind guess of those Maridon, Coridon statues.
So that was my guess, too. I was going to say Maridon and Coridon for the statues.
It could have been the Iono one, too, though. I'm going to say Maridon, Coridon.
Are you ready for the reveal?
Yeah.
It's definitely a statue. Definitely a statue. But Maridon and Coridon is what I was thinking as well.
Maridon and Coridon.
Man, I forgot about those.
Yeah, and they're really, you see the books are shiny too, and they have the gold pattern on them. They're nice. They're nice little statues. I almost forgot about them until I got a shipping notice. I'm like, what did I order on the Pokemon Center? And I went and found the old order. I'm like, oh, yeah. And it said they're coming out in March. But here I go. I got them a month early. I think I've had these since technically January. Yeah, I think I got them like right at the tail end of January is when they technically arrived. But they're nice.
That's wild.
They're sizable. They're like right under 9 inches, somewhere between 8 and 9 inches tall. It's similar to like the Arceus figure that came out and similar to like the Latios figure where it's not like resin. Like this is still like different types of plastic. So it's like I still think it's a little pricey for just plastic. But they are very detailed. They are very nice. They look cool. And together as a pair, they look great. You know? So
I think that's one of those ones that's like it's hard to just get one of those. You kind of have to get both.
Yeah. I think that was like the toughest part was like, okay, do you want to commit? This is like a big investment because you have to get both. You're not just gonna
because I'm looking at the listing right now. $269.99. That's for one of them. Man, I completely forgot those even went up for sale because that seems like it was forever ago.
Yeah, I literally almost basically forgot about them. And then it's like, oh, yeah, there was a long pre-order for them. But, yeah, I guess they've started shipping. So if you did pre-order them, expect them between now and March. But, yeah, they're cool. They're definitely nice little pieces.
I feel like that might be one of the longest waits for an item on Pokemon Center.
Probably. Yeah. I think
even
the only
more
thing,
than the jumbos.
I was going to say, that's like this, probably the jumbos are definitely on the longer side of waiting. But I feel like even those have started to get faster. Like, those used to be like a long wait. And then sometimes they're a month behind. Sometimes they're a month early. Sometimes they're not long from order to ship. So,
I think
which is also weird. We've went a long period without any jumbos going up for pre-order or anything.
Yeah, I'm. You know, I think what was the last one? Wailord, technically.
Wailord was the last one, and that one started shipping in what, November or October?
Yeah, I think I got it around that time. Yeah.
So it went up for pre-order like months before that, and we have not had anything else go up for pre-order at all.
That's suspicious. That's weird.
And for a while there, you know, especially, what, 2020, 2021, 2022, it seemed like they were announcing jumbos, like, back to back to back. I think there was a while there to where I had three on pre-order.
Oh. Yeah, it was overwhelming.
None of them had shipped. Yeah.
And they also kept choosing the best Pokemon to do the jumbos for.
Well, I know that in Japan, they recently opened up pre-orders for the jumbo Psyduck again. So, huh.
Well, maybe they'll go back and revisit some of the other ones then.
I feel like maybe the Psyduck has to do with Concierge being released, so that's probably why they opened that pre-order back up, I would assume. But who knows? I would love if they go back and open up some of the older ones.
Yeah, so that everybody can get one. You can finally get your Mareep.
Finally get a Mareep. Finally. I know a lot of people would like that Lapras.
I would like the Altaria at this point. I think that's one where I'm like, I think it'd be cool to have, and it'd be good to, like, a good holder for other plushies on top of it, you know?
It is a nice one to have, and I will say that out of all the jumbos, that was the one that sold out the fastest,
and
was that Altaria.
And it still sits there sold out. But just like what I did with Furret back in the day, you know, I missed out on it way early on, and then it was going for crazy prices on the resale market, and I was like, I just keep biting my time. I'm not going to spend $2,000 on this plush. Yep. I really want it. And then one day, the Pokemon Center said, yes, you can have Furret back at its original price. And I'm like, thank you. And I bought it, and then it sold out again.
I remember that.
But I got it. And, you know, I've been on the ball with the jumbos I really, really want. You know, I got the Wailord just because it's kind of ridiculous. So.
It's silly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You also got the Appleton, didn't you?
I do have the Appleton. I have some of those.
I don't know if that's considered a jumbo plush or not, but it's pretty big.
I think it's supposed to be, like, accurate to, like, the sizing of what an Appleton size would be, I believe.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it's like it's kind of like a jumbo, but, like, it's a smaller jumbo because of the size of the Pokemon. Like, I have, like, the big Mimikyu and the big Cubone, but those are closer to, like, the size of the actual Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
It's just called a Poke Plush. It's not called a jumbo. I don't know if the other ones say jumbo in the,
like, no, the other ones just say Poke Plush,
too. Oh, they just say Poke. Well, yeah. I guess really there isn't a, if that's not a word that they use to describe them anyway.
I have the Lucario. I have the Lucario one, you know. That one's a big one.
Yeah, there's I guess I don't know. It depends on what you want to categorize as jumbo ones and not.
Yeah, they just call the big, like the Lucario one, just called a Poke Plush as well. So yeah, I guess.
But the real question, right now, on everyone's mind,
everybody's,
is what did anyone get this week? Is there something that someone got? Now I have questions in my mind because I did not notice the Psyduck, and now I'm thinking, would Nate go for a whole Wailord shirt just to hide a little Psyduck in there?
I will also point out that that is a youth shirt.
Oh. Yeah, but
you
know,
you could it'll just turn into a crop top then for you.
Dude, they only go up to youth extra large, too. That's criminal.
I know.
That's
criminal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I do like these shirts. I will say, I do like these shirts, and because they're very reminiscent of the Halloween Pikachu scared shirt.
Fan favorite.
That I love to wear. Favorite. Danny, I know you love wearing it as well, the purple one. It's like Pokemon, but it's very, like, subtle at the same time.
Yeah, a little pocket guy.
It's not like boom in your face.
Some of them are not subtle.
Right.
But some of them are subtle. Like, you gotta look at it, and then you're like, oh yeah, that's Pokemon.
Yeah, the Wailord and the Pikachu and Pichu, definitely not subtle. Yeah, those are in your face. But if you're going for more like the Gengar one, for sure, more on the subtle side. So I do like these shirts. I'm not gonna lie, I do like these shirts.
But the real question is, did anyone get anything? Did I get anything? Anyone? Did Danny just put something in their cart?
We always go to you first. Did you buy anything? I'm gonna guess. No.
I'm gonna go with no.
Interesting. No, I didn't buy nothing. I bought nothing. There is a story. If that Pikachu, Pika Pokemon crop top shirt was available in a regular shirt, I would be very, very tempted. I don't need any more Pokemon clothes right now, but I would be very, very tempted to purchase it.
Okay, so when we're talking about a collab later on, you're not
getting
anything.
I will be so... Here's the thing. If I can get my hands on... there's a couple items in that I will purchase if I can get my hands on them.
You just said you don't need any more Pokemon clothes.
Oh, yeah, I don't need them, but I also didn't need avocado toast and Brussels sprouts.
Okay,
it's all about, you gotta have balance. So if I don't buy the Pikachu crop top, maybe I buy a Pikachu jacket.
Really nice
Pikachu leather jacket.
Yeah, like a bomber jacket, right?
Yeah. If perhaps one randomly pops up, I might have to get it.
So, Danny, you bought nothing.
I bought nothing.
Zero for you.
Nate?
What's your guesses?
Bro, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
All
right. You both would be... correct. Whoa. I did not buy anything.
Nothing.
However, I am going to pick up one of these shirts.
Oh.
I just haven't done it yet. So one of these I will be picking up for sure.
Is it the Snorlax one with the leftovers?
Honestly, I don't know which one yet.
Oh.
I like these types of shirts. So I am going to get one of them. I just don't know which one I want to be rocking.
I feel
get
the crop it's top. Between the Snorlax Leafy on crop. Or the Gengar.
Leafy on crop top.
Yeah, I might.
Dude, powerful. Then you got to get a belly button piercing.
Who says I don't have one?
You could, unless you
have
one.
You could
already,
get a piercing at the top and bottom of your belly button, and then you could get one of those chained pins. And if you had you could have Snorlax there, and then the leftovers
with the
at the bottom.
I'm not opposed.
Yeah.
You should do it.
I'm not opposed.
Because that's how piercings work.
Obviously, I would get the Wailord if I could fit into it.
Because here's my whole thing. Here's how I envision you, right? Because it's like, yeah, Psyduck's not out in front to be like, yeah, I'm wearing Psyduck. But you'd be go, hey, come here, look at this. Whoop. And you'd be doing that to everyone.
Oh, 100%.
You'd be like, hey, I got a little secret for you. Look at this. Boop.
Hey, Pika Pokemon. Whoop.
Hey, take a look in this pocket. Yeah, look at that. You see that?
And I already looked up to see a youth extra large if I could somehow fit into that. It's just not going to happen.
It ain't
not going to happen.
It ain't it.
Yeah.
I am going to get one of them. It's probably going to be between the Gengar or the Pikachu adult ones.
Mm.
It's going to be one of those two. Just don't know which one yet.
Well, we look forward to your decision.
Probably the Pikachu, honestly.
The white one?
Is it white? I feel like it's...
the light colored shirt?
I don't know if it would be called white.
It's white.
I'm seeing if it has like a specific color
name
on it.
Yeah, it says a white cotton fabric. Yeah, it's white.
I don't know. I guess maybe it just doesn't come off too white in the picture.
It looks like a white shirt to me. You're saying it looks like off-white or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
More like a It gives a little bit of a cream look to it.
Ah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's the lighting they got in there.
One of those two I would definitely go with. I do agree that... I don't think anybody said this earlier. Because you said, Danny, you said you liked the crop top one.
Yeah, with the black shirt with the Pikachu in the pocket. Because it's it really stands out, too. Like, the Pikachu is there.
I was going to say that I feel like the Pikachu and Pichu, as well as the Pikachu and Snorlax, and the Psyduck and Wailord, are all really, really cool ones.
And they're all the youth ones, dude.
And they're all the youth ones.
I feel like they make a version for, everything, and, this is one of the few drops that, is very, split between what was made for
what.
So, hopefully, I would love, because I love the Wailord one as well, I would love... an adult size one of that. Same with, I would like a non-cropped version of the Leafeon one, just because I like Leafeon. But yeah, there's the youth designs, even the Snorlax, that's sleeping, that one's a cool concept.
It is, right?
That one a lot. And I like the color. It's like a purplish, a light purple,
I love the idea of the pocket being the blanket.
I think that's the most unique one, aside from even the Onyx one's really nice too. With the that rock texture, scale look to it. That one's really nice. And that one is an adult one, though. So, yeah. They're very cool.
All right. Mr. Jordan Fringe.
Mm-hmm.
JF?
Did I make a purchase?
Hmm.
I want to say no purchase. No purchase for Mr. Jordan Fringe.
Okay. I'm going to say big nah for me, Dog.
Mm. Are you sure about that?
You?
Are you locking it in?
Yeah, that's our final answer.
Mm-hmm. Locked in.
Well, you might as well stay seated because you're just going to sit down anyway. The answer, did Jordan Fringe buy any one of these shirts, is coming up right after this commercial break.
Oh, no!
Do you ever find yourself on the brink of, you know, not having enough underwear on you? Ever find yourself in an emergency, running to the store, squatting around, trying to get a last pair? Try Super Duper Danny's magical underwear. They clean themselves.
Yay!
And now back to your broadcast.
Pack one pair for the trip. This is so exciting.
The answer is, I did, in fact, buy a shirt.
What?
No, you're wrong. Yeah,
I don't know what to think with that, because I still don't know if you're telling the right answer on that one.
I'm telling the truth. I did buy one of these shirts, and I'll give you a hint. It's one of the adult shirts.
Okay.
Okay.
But which one did I buy?
You never buy the shirts.
Hey, you know, I like the pocket concept. Some of them are really cool, and you know, I kind of want one too. You know, I kind of want one.
I feel like it's either the Diglett and Onyx one.
That's what I was going to say.
Or the Snorlax one. Okay. With the leftovers.
I'm going to go with Diglett and Onyx.
I'm going to as well. I think I'm locking that one in.
Ooh, you guys are absolutely incorrect.
What?
Oh, no.
It was, in fact, the Snorlax with the leftovers.
Wow.
Oh, what drew you to that one?
I love the pop of color on it. Like, I like how muted it is, and then the pop of color with the Snorlax and the apple. Plus, I really like Snorlax. So
interesting.
Not that I don't like Onyx or Diglett, and I think that's a really cool shirt. If I could buy two, which, I mean, I could, but I'm going to stick to one for now. That would be the other one I'd get for sure. But, yeah, I went with the Snorlax.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did not expect that. I didn't even expect you to buy a shirt, to be honest.
Full of surprises over here. I'm just trying to make it even harder to guess what I would or wouldn't buy on the Pokemon Center.
Keep us on our toes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not someone who's known to wear shirts.
No, I've never worn a shirt in my entire life, actually.
I know, which is what kind of throws me off here.
Yeah, I'm not allowed in most places.
It's wild. It's wild. Well, that is it for the Pokemon Center today. However, it's not the end of the podcast. No. We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. And remember, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news! Waka, waka, waka. We got some good news for you today. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, we do?
Boom, 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 boom. There's a couple pieces.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah, we got some pieces.
We got some things.
Well, you know what? Let me just dive right in here, all right? Uh-huh. Let me just dive right in here.
Are you going to talk about Valentine's Day?
Am I? I didn't plan on it.
Oh, really? Well, what are we going to talk about then?
Well, we say that for next week because that one's before Valentine's Day. That one technically comes out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Next week is the special love episode.
Ooh.
Yeah. Next week's the special love episode.
Who will find love?
Oh, I did not like that at all. It's still going.
Love.
Blue Lagoon. Are these all different sounds?
That's what I think of when I think of love. Bubbles.
Bro, that's a crisp kiss.
How many kiss sound effects did you download?
it's one of these preloaded on the soundboard. So, these already all came preloaded.
That was great.
Well, stay tuned for 10 times that amount next week.
Yeah.
On the Valentine's Day special
love episode.
On a very special episode of the Shadowless Podcast.
I hate that one so much.
Love is in the air on a very special episode of the Shadowless Podcast. You'll never know. There's too many twists, too many turns.
All of them are romantic on here, and then there's one that says face slap.
Yeah, I was going to say the thwack one caught me off guard.
Romance.
I love you.
I love you.
Slap.
Thwack.
yeah, next week.
Yeah, on the love episode.
Right,
okay, well, we're not.
On the special Shadowless Podcast love episode.
Okay, well, what were we going to talk about then?
I was just going to do some quick mentions here because there's not a whole lot to talk about. But Indonesia is getting a Pikachu promo. And I believe this is their first specific promo that is just for Indonesia. So it's not like a card that was released in the U.S. that's going to be turned into a promo in Indonesia. Like, they're getting their own Pikachu promo over there. That's actually kind of neat if you're someone who likes to collect promo cards or Pikachu promo cards. So that's going to be awesome that they're getting their first promo. Very nice.
And it's really cute. It's got a stamp in the corner that says Pikachu's Indonesia Journey.
Yeah.
And the O's are Pokeballs in Indonesia and Journey. It's real cute.
You know, I really like how Pokemon is releasing a lot of promos for, like, specific regions, right? It's not just Japan and the U.S. Mm-hmm. And now it's, like, everywhere. We've been seeing this. So really, really awesome that they're expanding the promos for that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's got a cute outfit on. You gotta search up the promo card to see it.
Yeah.
It's real cute.
Pikachu's Indonesia Journey. Just type in promo card for that, and you should be able to see pictures of it. Next up, wanted to let's talk about this 100 Thieves collab. 100 Thieves. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but 100 Thieves is an esports
organization.
Team.
Yeah.
Organization.
Yeah. Organization.
Organization is the correct word. And I think on the 10th of February is when this is officially dropping.
Yeah, I think so. 10th of February, 3 p.m. EST on
Saturday.
The 100 Thieves.
This is a Saturday. It's an interesting day to drop it
on
the weekend. But that is happening. You can actually go to the 100 Thieves website, and you can see all the merch. There could be more to it, but they do have pictures up there right now if you want to see what is possibly going to be for sale. There is obviously everything says 100 Thieves on it. And whenever they do these collabs, the brand name is always on there as well. But it looks like the big item that I would assume a lot of people would be going for is this, I don't know if you want to call it a Letterman jacket or a bomber jacket.
I think it's like a bomber jacket, but the material of it is like leathery, like black leather or something.
Yeah, so it's got Pikachu on the back. It's the standard Pikachu image that we see majority of the time.
Like Pikachu waving.
Yeah, it's on the back of it, and then it says 100 Thieves, except 100 is spelled out, and it's not the number.
100 Thieves.
It's actually really cool.
Yeah, the Pikachu is like embossed in a way, not even embossed, but it's on there with like almost like a material of how like rugs have like that poofy like
That's why I was saying, like Letterman jacket, because, like, in high schools, right, like, your Letterman jackets always, like, have the school logo, and it's, like, that carpet rug type of thing.
Exactly. So the Pikachu specifically is like that with the yellow.
I think that's cool. A really cool one. There's no prices on anything, but I could see that easily, like, $200, maybe.
Yeah, I think, minimum a couple hundred bucks. It's hard to figure out with some of these collabs, because we've been talking about this, like sometimes you're just blindsided by the price of some of this stuff. But we looked up, you looked up the price of like some of their regular shirts and stuff, and they weren't like like super expensive, which hopefully means that these aren't going to be like
so
a $500 jacket or something.
I went back and looked at their Dragon Ball Z collab, and their hoodies were $90. And then their t-shirts for the Dragon Ball Z one were $38.
Yeah, which seems reasonable for like a collab. Like that's not like, $200 plain t-shirt.
Right.
Yeah. So that's cool. So, but yeah, I think that jacket is probably like the signature item, right?
Yeah, I think that'll probably be the one that most people will go after that'll probably sell out the fastest out of everything. Now, there is some other items on here as well. Lots of hoodies on here. So you got a hoodie. All of them pretty much say 100 Thieves in the background, kind of like, you know, their signature, kind of like written almost by hand with a marker, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the Pokemon on top of the logo. So you have one for Pikachu. You have one for Bulbasaur, Venusaur, Charmander, Squirtle, Blastoise, Charizard.
The whole gang.
The whole gang. The whole gang. So the hoodies are basically going to be your Venusaur, Blastoise, and Charizard. Your t-shirts are your Bulbasaur, Squirtle, Charmander, and Pikachu. And then, of course, Pikachu for the hoodies as well. Gengar also gets a hoodie. That one is 100 Thieves spelled out, and then Gengar with its tongue sticking out on the front, and then a big image of Gengar on the back.
Cool.
There is a cardigan, which I think might be one of my favorite items from this collection. The cardigan's
cool, yeah.
I love a good cardigan. Love a good cardigan.
Again
so,
and again and again.
Yeah, and again. Charmander sitting on the front of that one in like basically like where a pocket would be. And then on the back, it's spelled out 100 Thieves in orange.
Mm-hmm.
So that one's a really nice one. And then we have a vest.
Oh, yeah, the black vest.
The
we were discussing this. I think this is a fashion piece beyond our expertise in fashion because it looks kind of funny.
not my most favorite one out of all of these.
I don't get it, but somebody out there is like, yes, this is brilliant. I see what they did.
It has
here.
Bulbasaur on it.
Yeah,
and that's the only one.
Oh, Bulbasaur and Ivysaur too.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But no Venusaur.
Maybe no Venusaur's Venusaur. On the back.
Yeah,
maybe.
It doesn't show the back.
That would make sense.
It would make sense. Mm-hmm. It would make sense. But then there's also, Danny, I think you described it as like a North Face jacket almost.
Yeah. Yeah, are you talking about the patchy one or the one that's like fluffy?
Both.
Like, yeah. I think both of those are. Yeah, they're like outdoorsy. One of them is like looks like a waterproof kind of like waterproof type jacket, and then the other one is like a fleece, like a poofy fleece one that's like a
not waterproof jacket.
Yeah, very not waterproof.
Absorbent.
Yeah,
absorbent water jacket.
Exact opposite of that.
Wool.
Right. But the not waterproof one is real cute because it's got, like, Pikachu's and Pikachu's feet, like, sewn into it, which is really cute. It kind of blends into the shirt so you wouldn't see until you're, like, up close.
Mm. And then the waterproof one has a Blastoise on it.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
It's hard to see. And it looks like its face is covered.
Mm. Yeah, I think that when they designed that, I don't know if that was like intentional or not, but they chose the outline of the Blastoise is the same color as one of the multiple, like almost like blue camo colors that's on there. So it literally just kind of disappears specifically under the light blue.
Because we obviously can't see the back of it either, but it does look cool. It does look cool. Yeah. Overall, I think all the merch looks nice. I think the bomber jacket is my favorite one. And then the cardigan is my second favorite one. So depending on price-wise, I might try to get one of those.
Yeah.
But I would happily wear any of this stuff, except for the vest.
Specifically, that poor vest.
You're saying you don't have a vested interest in it?
I do not have an invested interest. You know what? There's also a pair of pants down here, a really small image of pants that you cannot tell what's on it.
I was wondering about the pants as well.
Let me zoom in a million times. Let me see if every time I hit zoom in, it zooms out for some reason.
Because none of the models are wearing that pair of pants either.
Yeah.
So it's like a brown pair of pants with, it's definitely something orange and something brown and then something white, but it's too small for us to see. Can we save this image and then zoom it in? Nope.
I'm zooming in as much as possible.
Control plus it.
It does say it's just minusing. What the heck?
Yep, it won't let me zoom in on it. I feel like they built it into the website on purpose. So you
that's crazy. Yeah, you hit control plus and it zooms you out.
Yep. Well,
this is wrong.
It does say It is a 16-piece collection, so that there is 16 pieces at the bottom of the screen, so that is the entire collection right there.
Whoa.
You can check it out this Saturday at what time again?
3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on 100 Thieves.
Whoa.
So that is going to be 100thieves.com. You can go look right now, and there's a lookbook and get a look at everything and kind of figure out what you want. I do like the pieces. I definitely rock some of these hoodies and shirts and the bomber jacket and the cardigan. Maybe those pants, if I can see what's on them.
Yeah, we can see the pants. So they did a collaboration with The Hundreds, which I'm currently wearing their The Hundreds sweatshirt, right? So they did a 100 The Hundreds collab and a 100 Thieves collab.
Yeah. It's
getting a little complicated.
They're getting a lot of collabs going on. I love it. I love I'm glad that Pokemon is branching out and doing more of these collabs. So huge hats off to Pokemon for expanding and doing some more unique stuff like this. And congratulations to 100 Thieves on getting to do a collab like this as well. That's kind of neat. So
pretty cool.
Next up on the list, we got Pokemon Sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snoozing.
Yeah. So Pokemon Sleep has a new event that has been announced. Valentine's Day 2024 event. Now this is going to run from
talking about Valentine's Day.
February 12th to through the 19th. We're not specifically talking about Valentine's Day. No, we're talking about an event that happens to fall on Valentine's Day.
Oh, it has nothing to do with Valentine's Day.
Right.
It's just on Valentine's.
Correct. Oh. No, it runs through.
So it's during Valentine's 12th
through
Day.
The 19th.
But it's not about Valentine's Day.
Right, correct.
Okay, whew.
Right,
There's a special boost where Snorlax will have desserts.
Yum.
And final strength value will be multiplied by 1.5.
For that whole week?
1.5?
Yeah. Oh, this is bad news, dude. We're going to be, the numbers are going to be up. We're going to be sleeping and eating good.
There is 2 new drinks and desserts that will be added. And then Bulbasaur, Jigglypuff, Slowpoke, Pinsir, Chikorita, and Absol will have a greater chance of appearing in this event with an even higher chance of it being a shiny.
I love the way you say Pinsir. You always make it Pinsir. You always make it sound so much. I'm just over here like Pinsir.
Pinsir.
So correct me if I'm wrong. This is the first time they've actually discussed doing an increased chance of getting a shiny.
I think so.
Yeah, I have not heard them mention that before.
Maybe during the Eeveelution event they might have said it, but from what I can remember, I agree with you. This is the only time I can actually remember them increased chances.
What? Yeah. How fun. Well, this is exciting. Hopefully also, the odds are good.
I would hope so. There's also special event missions that are going to be in there as well. Now, certain islands are going to have certain Pokemon here. So you got Greengrass Isle is going to have Bulbasaur, Jigglypuff, Slowpoke, Pinsir, Chikorita, and Absol.
Wow.
Cyan Beach is Jigglypuff, Slowpoke, Pinsir, and Chikorita. Taupe Hollow is just Jigglypuff. So maybe don't go there. Snowdrop Tundra is Jigglypuff, Slowpoke, and Absol. And then Lapis Lakeside is Bulbasaur, Jigglypuff, Slowpoke, and Chikorita. Honestly, it sounded like just go to Greengrass Isle and get all of them.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder why the Jigglypuff isolation is so random.
It's a cave, so maybe that's why. I don't know.
Right.
It's just full of Jigglypuffs. Right.
So that's happening February 12th through the 19th. Yes. So get ready. Get some
unaffiliated,
get your sleep on.
Unaffiliated
with Valentine's Day. Valentine's
right.
Completely separated.
Right. And then we also have some sleep updates.
Oh.
Yeah. Happening on February 8th, it's going to be down for some maintenance, probably. But it does say there's going to be maintenance taking place from 1 to 5:30. I believe that's going to be in the morning. UTC is the time zone. I don't know specifically what time zone that is. UTC.
I also don't know.
Universal time zone. I don't know.
UTC.
Time code.
One to 5:30. I'm sure that's going to be in the morning time sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, UTC time right now. It's 10:14 p.m., which means it's 8 hours ahead of me. I think that's UK time.
Oh, okay.
I think.
United time code.
It's coordinated universal time is what it stands for, I guess. But
universal time code.
Yeah.
Okay, we can go with that.
Sure.
Interesting. We can go with that. Yeah, it's -8 from Pacific time. Fascinating.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah. I don't know what the U stands for.
So if it's at 1 to 4 p.m., 1 to 4 a.m., 5 a.m., UTC, that's like in the evening time for us sometime.
Who cares?
Right.
It's like at night sometime, like in the evening.
As long as your sleep's still tracked, you're good.
Yeah.
Who cares?
And there's going to be some extra features being added on during this time period. You will now be able to check your recipes at any time from the cooking pot. So that's nice.
So some quality of life updates. Only do that.
Yeah, usually you could only do that when it's time to eat or when Snorlax is hungry. So,
time for food.
You will also be able to extend the good camp tickets up to a maximum of 60 days.
Wow.
That's
like more than last time.
Wait, what right? do you mean so expand that, the good camp ticket?
It says
exactly
extend.
What it says?
Extend good camp tickets up to a maximum of 60 days.
Yeah, you can use the
maybe it's thing. A new type of purchase or something to where it's like a 60-day one instead of...
Mm-hmm.
Normally they last a week, though. I don't know why they would... I don't understand. Huh. Who maybe knows? There's something we don't know about the good camp tickets.
You'll be able to use multiple ingredients by tapping and holding it.
Wow. That's not...
Ingredients...
And then really? The following Pokemon will have their carry limits updated. Kangaskhan, +2. Whoa. Pinsir, +2. Whoa. Ditto, +4. Whoa. Heracross, +3. Whoa. Sableye, +6. Whoa. And Absol, +4.
Whoa.
So just those Pokemon, though.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah, no other ones. That's it. That's it.
Mm. Based on their science and research, like we need to pump up those numbers.
Yeah, specifically Pinsir.
Pinsir.
Mm-hmm. Specifically that one. And then, Danny, I believe you said you had some comments that you needed to make about Lapis.
I just noticed. You know, they had that event this past week. I don't know if it's still going on into this week as well, but where you could get the Dratini and the Stuffle and the something else. What was the other guy?
Dratini, Ralts? Stuffle.
Maybe Ralts?
Yeah, yeah.
Did not see a single Ralts the whole time. I saw 2 Dratinis and I think 2 Stuffles the whole week.
Were you on the wrong island?
No, I was on the right island. And I even, one day, I used my Dratini incense and I still only found 1 Dratini.
So you were on the right island?
I was on the right island.
You're supposed to be on the left one. That's
no, I was all the way to the left, but it was the right island.
Oh, so you're on the left on island the left all the way island. To the right?
No, the left, the all the way to the left island that was
oh, you
the
left
right.
the island? Well, that's no, your I issue. No, you can I was only get there, them on the island.
It was the island all the way to the left. But it was the right one. Anyway, I just wish I had more opportunities to catch Dratini. Because I wanted to get, you know, some little Dratinis. Or even see a Ralts, dog. I didn't see no Ralts.
So anyway. You're upset.
I'm not upset. Okay. I was just like, it's an interesting note. You know?
I still think you were on the wrong island.
I was on the right island.
Well, it's the left one.
No, I was on the left one.
Everything
right
you
island.
Own in a box to the left. You know
to
how it
left,
works.
To the left. Gosh, that's a great song. I feel like that was like that era of, is that Beyonce?
Yeah.
That era of her music was really iconic. Very special, like cultural iconic. Mm-hmm. Jordan, are you sleeping?
Oh, sorry. I'm just playing Pokemon Sleep.
Gotta log in those hours.
Yep. Gotta get them somewhere.
Well, Jordan, we're moving on to Pokemon Go now.
Woo!
He pumped
I'm
over there.
I'm pumped because I have personal updates after the regular
Ooh,
news
okay.
updates. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, the next Pokemon Go event has been announced. Woo. This is the Carnival of
Love.
That's right.
That's cute. All at once.
I love you.
I choose you.
I love you. Yo, that's mad romantic. Carnival of Love.
Carnival of
they got,
Love.
They got swanas with their neck shaped in the heart, you know?
No, don't be ridiculous.
No,
that's cute. That's mad romantic.
That's mad luxurious.
This is going to take place from February 13th all the way up to December 23rd of 2025. So it's a pretty long event that's going to be happening here. So it's quite some time.
A lot of love.
Oh, my bad. That's February 15th. I read it wrong. So February 13th to February 15th is when it's going to be taking place.
Just a little bit of love.
And Danny, I think you were on board with that.
What?
I think it's just from the look on your face, you thought like, oh, okay, that event is actually going to go on that long.
Here's the thing. I totally zoned out when you said dates.
No, you didn't.
Literally.
You absolutely
what
believed
dates
it.
Did you say?
You believed it. February 13th through February 15th is when it's going to be happening. And they will be adding in a shiny that I'm kind of offended by
no,
that they're adding in.
I saw the announcement. I was like, oh, Nate's back in.
Nope. Yeah, I'm not happy about this at all. Shiny Oricorio is coming into the game.
I think I have 3 of the 4 regional Oricorios.
Where's the last one at that you're missing?
I'm not sure. It's probably maybe like other parts of Europe, maybe like Asia. I'm not sure. Because I got the one from Japan, I got this one from the States, and I got one from Ireland. Those are 3 different ones I have so far.
So maybe like Antarctica?
Yeah.
It is possible.
Or the Arctic.
Mm. Yeah.
No, those are just penguins up there.
Ah.
During this event, you'll be able to get a heart trim furfro.
Oh. Ooh. Wait, that's cute.
For all you furfro fans out there.
Furfro with the heart.
Snubble, Skitty, Love Disc, Rosalia, Flabebe, Furfro, Stuffle, Oricorio, and Quaxly will be in the wild. And then Snubble, Rosalia, Spinda, Clam Pearl, Love Disc, Furfro, and Stuffle is going to be in field research.
Nice. I'm excited. Like I was saying, Pokemon Go is just constantly doing things right now today.
They are.
The Lunar New Year started, so Drampa's in the game. The second I woke up this morning and opened my phone, someone who is already playing for the raids or other stuff that started, like in Europe, right, invited me to a raid. So the first thing I did this morning was catch a Drampa. So very excited about that. Game's fun. I got some updates from the last time. I think the last update of my leveling, I was like 1 million XP from level 38 going towards the 3 million to get to level 39, right? Since
you're
then,
40 now.
I wish. In the past week, I am now up to 2.5 million XP of that 3 million. I did 1.5 mil XP this past week. I've been playing. There was a community day. There was a lot of like different levels of friends I've hit through sending gifts, and I'm popping them lucky eggs to maximize my my XP earnings here. You know, I'm on top of that. And my shiny luck's still been pretty good. I think last time I talked about the Porygon community day, and then I think I mentioned I caught the random shiny Gligar later on. But since then, random shiny Bronzor, finally. I've been waiting for that one to pop up.
Waiting for the Bronzor. You got it.
I want that
what
green
color
Bronzor.
Is that?
It's green. And then here's what happened crazy. I thought I was going to just, like, I thought something was going on that I missed, right? But I clicked this random pink Burmy, right? Shiny. And I was like, oh, wow, that's unique. Catch it. 5 minutes later, I look back at the game. The sand Burmy pops up. Click it. Shiny sand Burmy. And I was like, okay, wait, is the grass one going to pop up? And it didn't. But I got those two shinies back to back within a little time of each other. And I was like, that is, what are the chances?
That's wild.
And if I got all three, I'd have been like, okay, something's going on.
Yeah, that's a sign from the universe. All three of them showed
up. Aside from that, community day. Now, there was a chance to hatch a shiny Happiny. That's the only way to get it. But just like last year with the Togetic event, you had to hatch a shiny Togepi. I did not in any of my eggs hatch a shiny Happiny, unfortunately. But I ended up with 5 regular shiny Chanseys and 1 shiny Blissey.
Jeez.
And then I hatched something this morning, a new shiny. I finally hatched a shiny Galarian Ponyta.
Bro.
Ooh.
So I'm happy. I've been wanting that one for a while because that one's a cool shiny. So yeah, that is my luck at the moment with shinies.
I feel like you should be going for a shiny Pokédex at this point.
My shinies, I have a lot. You know, not as many as, like, there's some players who've been playing since the start, and they'll show me all their shinies, and I'm like, man, that's ridiculous. I'll never be up to that. But from what I've done in a year, I'm very proud of it.
Dude, you have crushed it in a year's time.
I'm also
like, literally crushed it.
Very happy because yesterday I completed a legendary trio, finally, because I've had Rayquaza thanks to the raids in Japan, Groudon already thanks to some earlier raids, but finally Giovanni switched from his Regigigas to a Kyogre this month, and I now have caught a shiny, or not shiny, I wish it was shiny, a shadow Kyogre. So now I have all three of those, and I did some of the Latios trifecta and Latios raids that were in the game, the mega ones. One, they're tough, but even if you get lucky enough to defeat them with even having seven or eight people in there, just catching them was nearly impossible. I did not get any. Like, they escaped from every single ball, every time. Doesn't matter if it was a Golden Raz, an excellent hit, they escaped every single time. So that was unfortunate. But yeah, that's my updates for now. Stay tuned to next week. We'll talk about, I don't know, whatever happens.
More updates.
Let me ask you a question. How invested are you in this game? If for some reason your account got erased and you couldn't get it back, would you keep playing or would you be done?
I'd be done. If I lost my progress, toast. I'd be done. I
think I'd agree. Yeah. I agree with you. I would too.
If anything happened, I'd be too frustrated to ever want to go again, right? It's the same feeling
rebuild.
Of like with Animal Crossing New Horizons, right? I had hundreds of hours in that game and everything, and then I eventually upgraded Nintendo Switches. And everything was going good with the cloud saving and moving everything over, except several, like a handful of my games, all the saves were destroyed and lost. And among them was my Animal Crossing Island. And
it just didn't.
And after putting.
Over?
Nope, the save was corrupted. It did not save from the cloud properly. Do not know what happened. And I had hundreds, and I mean hundreds of hours in the game. And till this day, I have not gone back to it. Because
I don't
cannot.
Blame you. I really don't.
And I would. I fantasize, but I want to play Animal Crossing. I want to play it. But I'm like, I can't. I still can't bring myself to do it. I'm just waiting for the next Animal Crossing game at this point. I cannot recommit to this game because of what I lost. Because I know I can't get it back. I can't do exactly what I had. So that's unfortunate. But yeah, if I ever lost this for any reason, I would have to stop playing because I'd be too sad thinking about what I lost.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a tough pill to swallow, right? Like, thinking about all the time that you put into it. And, like, especially now, like, look at you at this point of just, like, traveling around the world, right? Mm-hmm. Japan, Ireland, like, you went to all these places. And
yeah. I'm traveling to play this game. Like, I like playing it in new locations, new Pokemon, bunch of XP, bunch of stuff. And, like, and going there, like, when I was in Ireland, I finally got to do, like, the party mode and play with someone and, like, get all those bonuses, do routes, you know, or routes or however you say the word. I don't know. And start doing a lot more of that rather than being here by myself and not having close features like that. So, like, I don't know. It's a lot more fun. And I enjoy it. It's my one, like, you know, cell phone game. Like, I don't have any other games I'm crazy addicted to and putting money in and all that stuff. This is my one thing. And I've gotten countless hundreds, probably thousands of hours at this point just playing it. Because it's on every day. I just have it open now in case something pops up. You know, like it's just, it's always.
You got it right there.
Oh, I'm always ready, you know, because like, I saw a Shuckle pop up like, oh, but it wasn't shiny. You know, but you know.
Always keep that thing on
I want that shiny Shuckle, so I'm keeping my eyes on Shuckles.
What about traveling to Indiana to catch some Pokemon? Has that ever crossed your mind there?
Was that in 2022?
That was 2022 when we did the million
technically,
subscriber.
No, I have not played in Indiana then.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So yeah, it definitely deserves a visit. I have played technically in LA because of our stops there for other trips. So I have played. I played in Vegas. I played a lot in Vegas. You know, I think I've played in a good amount of places. PA, New York. You know, I've hit up.
You
got to
get a Pokemon
places.
From every state.
Played in Boston. You know, Boston was good. A Pokemon every state. That'd be a
every
good challenge.
State.
That would be a really good video. Catching one different, it has to be different than I have to catch 50 unique Pokemon, and then I end the video with the 50th state in Hawaii for Pokemon Worlds.
Sick.
Oh.
But I definitely could not do 50 states before it's Pokemon. I definitely could not afford that.
It's a lot of traveling.
Alaska would be
road trip.
The hardest. I'd probably be like, I'm in Anchorage, catch Pokemon. All right, I'm leaving Alaska. But
you're flying
cool.
over Alaska trying to get some service.
Connect to the Wi-Fi, see if I can get it to work somehow.
Yeah.
Honestly, not a bad idea. Quick trip.
You caught this Pokemon 500,000 feet above Alaska. It's not 500, sorry, 50,000. 500,000 feet
of velocity. Hey, you don't know how high you have to fly it. Fly there. It's cold. Mm-hmm. Might have to fly a little bit higher.
Oh, you know, yeah. Probably. Some sort of strategy.
But yeah, you do, dude, you've been crushing it with the Pokemon Go. Like, I'm really honestly happy that you're so into it.
Sorry, 2.6. I think I said 2.5. I'm at 2.6 right now, it says. So I'm getting close to 39.
I think it's only a matter of time till we see competitive Jordan Fringe in the regional circuit.
Here's the stats. Stage. You want to know the stats in a year? I guess it's a little over a year now. But I've walked 1,588.8 kilometers. I've caught 14,237 Pokemon.
Whew.
I've visited over 6,000 Pokestops. and the other one's just my total XP, which is at 14.6 million.
Wow.
Now, is that 6,000 unique or just 6,000 just period?
I don't know how that's calculated. It just says Pokestops visited 6,076.
Honestly, I wouldn't
individual spins.
I was about to say, I wouldn't be surprised if that was 6,000 unique Pokestops.
I wish. I mean, Japan alone, there was so many unique ones because you go to Osaka and there's like a million.
How much
you've
been playing?
But it's a lot. I'm proud. I'm happy. I like the game, and I'm excited to see where this next year takes me when I get to between level 40 and 50 with these hard challenges because I know how grueling they apparently are. So I'm ready.
Good luck.
Watch
we wish
out.
You the best on your
I'm
Pokemon
coming.
Challenge.
I'm coming.
Watch
One
out,
day.
Competitive players.
One day, all competitive.
Mr.
People.
Jordan French is coming in. Coming in hot.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that's it for Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be.
I feel like every week we've been talking about Pokemon Go.
Well, usually after our community day, we get the announcement of the next one. So I'm sure by next week we might have whatever's coming next or like a community day classic and stuff like
that.
I'm
sure there'll be another event getting announced next week.
I'm excited. So
we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it on next week's special love episode of the Shadowless Podcast. Love episode. But that is it for the Shadowless Podcast. That's it for today.
Whoa.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry. Sometimes that's the end of the podcast, you know? Sometimes we can only go 2 hours for the podcast. I will say, you know what?
We've been routinely going for 2 hours, too.
Yeah.
It's good.
We have. I do want to give a nice special shout-out to my friend Paul. And if anybody watches the channel, you've probably seen Paul in videos. He's one of my friends, but he's one in, like, the local play group in my area. Knoxville Regionals was this past weekend, and he placed 17th in Masters.
Ooh. Wow.
17th running a Giratina deck. So, yeah, a special shout-out to Paul. I asked him if I could have his autograph when I see him on Wednesday, so I'm hoping I can get that Paul autograph.
Mm.
Maybe.
Yeah. If you're
maybe,
lucky.
But he went undefeated. That's the thing, too. He went undefeated.
Wow.
Undefeated with the Giratina deck. I think he tied on his last match, which is what threw him out of top 16.
Dang, man. I was going to say, how do they even calculate that at a certain point? So if you tie, you're pretty much
It's like your matchups, right? Like if you end up beating somebody that has a really good record, that helps you in the long run. But if you're beating people that have like a worse record than you, then yeah, all that stuff kind of like factors in. But he's so close to top 16, but he did go undefeated with the Giratina.
Woo-woo.
So, shout out to Paul at Knoxville Regionals. But that is it for the Shadowless Podcast today. You know, if you are listening on, let's say, I don't know, Apple Podcasts,
yeah.
Spotify,
mm-hmm.
anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us up to the top.
Skitty-bop-bop-bop.
Hey. All the way to the top of the rating charts, and we'll see you all next week, right here on.
I knew it.
Why is she making? Why is it? I don't like it. I don't like it.
This season of love.
Aw, that's cute.
That was a nice one.
Sorry.
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, cause Stone Cold said so.
Where that slap was personal.